This is the November 19th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearings before us involve petitions number 79, 80, and 81 for property IDs 986-053-585, 986-053-584, and 166-652-000. The properties are owned by Cyril Homan Construction, LLC, and Brenton Laurie Soman. Or Sherelle Holman, sorry. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bonner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one here from the assessor's office, but we do have Brent and Lori here for the appellants. If you could please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And I want to correct myself. This is a January 1st, 2024. I said 2023. Sorry. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeals.
Okay, I just wanted to, excuse me, say something about my neighbor's meeting tomorrow and why he can't meet it, make it. So that's Mike Cook, 81-year-old guy. He's been our neighbor. He's lived up there for over 40 years. And he got in a horrendous T-bone accident on MacArthur and Andreessen. Somebody hit him at 40 miles an hour, flipped his car over, all the airbags deployed, and it took the fire department 45 minutes to cut him out of his car, so he's having horrendous health problems, so that's why he can't. And he wanted to meet with you guys tomorrow, but I'm in conversation with him all the time, so what we're going to say is basically the same thing that if he was able to make the meeting, he would say. Okay, so just a little bit about ourselves quickly. We've been here 36 years. We're both retired. We've been retired for 5 years. And, you know, we split off these two lots after owning them for a long, long time. Well, with the intention of selling them since we're retired. And so now I'm going to kind of read off my notes here. I'm going to jump way back in time. In the packet, did you get the big pictures that I sent?
Okay. Yes.
So I got them large like that so you could have a good indication of what you're looking at instead of something quite small on the computer screen. So about 30 years ago, this blue house, when we're talking about, he intentionally started adding on an addition with no building permits, and the house was originally 3,000 square feet, and the addition he added on to was 4,000 square feet, the addition. And so if you look under the property information center and then click on the building tab where it's got the diagram of the house in 94, it was flagged. And the reason why it was flagged is, you know, again, it didn't have a permit. Somebody turned him in to the city. And then, of course, they got involved. And so in 94, it's in the, you have to kind of blow up the picture, but it's in the right-hand lower corner. Handwritten 1994 flag, decks are of low quality, owner allows limited access, 95. So the low quality decks right now, that's one of the reasons why the house and decks are all wrapped in black plastic. To prevent leaking, right, because of poor quality construction.
Into the house.
And I doubt very seriously, I don't know one way or the other, but I doubt if he ever had a final permit inspection. He's had two commercial vehicles there for a long, long time with garbage in them and no resolve with the city on that one. They've been turned in many times, big trucks.
Well, I think I think you sent us a pretty good picture of what that property looks like. I think we're going from. Tell us about your properties.
Well, our properties, again, we spent a lot of money, you know, working with the city. It was a two-year process with the engineering in the city, $15,000 to $17,000 worth of inspection permits from the city. And the two lots border his property. And all the pictures that you've seen either came from our place sitting on our front porch or our living room or right next to the vacant lots, or from Mike Cook's house. That's the upper ones. So we've had those developed for about 5 years now, and that's about half of our retirement nest egg. And we're planning, you know, in the future on selling those. We're in a neighborhood where there isn't any vacant lots, so they're quite desirable. But in December, now I'm going to jump up to recently, about a year ago, December 2023, he took his 7,000 square foot house and decided to build another 1,500 foot addition, approximately 1,500 foot addition. Again, intentionally, no permits. The neighbors turned him into code enforcement and building permits, and then they basically sent him a letter out that he needed a permit to do this addition, and he got a bogus building permit to kind of cover that, and so he continued to do the framing, put the roof on until the neighbors figured out that, you know, the city wasn't coming out because he got this bogus permit of valuation of $2,800 for a 1,500 square foot addition. So anyway, he was put this huge addition on. So now the house is about 8,500 square feet, and you can see the 7,000 square feet on the property information. You can add all those numbers up, and it's actually that big. So right at the same time he was putting this addition on, the house has leaked for years, starts putting all this plastic on the decks, huge addition, got yellow Tyvek, blue plastic, black plastic, and the house is extremely run down.
I think the other thing that this doesn't speak to is, because of the extent of the huge amount of plastic, anytime the wind blows, the amount of noise is unbearable. You know, the flapping of the plastic is really, really loud.
Okay, you can't ignore it. Let's get back to your property.
It flies into our yard frequently, too.
And so to kind of get back to your question, so our lots are all dialed in. I mean, they're ready for a foundation to put up for sale tomorrow, or for a foundation to be put in. You know, we have all the city requirements. I mean, they're all deeded, they're all ready to go. And again, it was extremely expensive. We did it at my mom and pop's self, and so it was, you know, horrendous amount of work and money to kind of sit on.
That one picture of the schematic of the lot, is that your lot? Your three lots?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so it should have two vacant lots together, and then our house is to the east of the lot, so everything's kind of touching.
Okay, did you buy that as all one piece at one time, and then split off those two separate lots?
Right, the original lot is a half acre, okay. So we took the half acre, we split the two vacant lots off, and then our primary residence. And again, we've been here 36 years.
So you bought that whole thing 36 years ago.
No, we owned the other acre that sits next to us, and we did what?
So we lived next door, and when this half acre came up for sale, it was basically the same family. We literally moved across the fence and bought the half acre. That's when we developed the two lots and the primary residence.
Have you seen any other sales in your street or whatever that you feel have been negatively affected by having this
Not since the plastic went up.
No, there's none close enough to are you talking about vacant lots or
vacant lots or
there aren't any vacant lots. There's one maybe a quarter of a mile away. This is all, you know, we're right off of Lisa Road and Highway 14. This is an area.
How about home sales? Have you seen any home sales on your
There was one home sale, but it was previous to all of this major remodel and plastic and, you know, all the stuff we're talking about now. It was...
It's been years ago?
Well, a couple of years ago, yeah.
About a year before December of 2023, right?
Okay, let me understand. You live in this house now?
Right.
And you sold the other house?
Yeah. Quite a while ago, 5 years ago.
Okay.
No.
So the question now is, what's the value of these two lots? Okay.
Well, I think the city, you know, appraisal, if that house wasn't there, is probably right in the ballpark of about $200,000, I think.
Or more.
Yeah, if we were putting them up. And I guess my other concern is, you know, when we do sell these, let me look through my notes here. So when we do sell these, the realtor says, excuse me, the realtor says there's two types of parties that buy these sort of lots. One's a spec contractor, and one's somebody that's like maybe yourself that's going to be building a forever home. Well, the spec contractor wants to build a home to sell it. I don't think we can get anywhere near full price, and I don't think anybody would want to buy that. And somebody buying a forever, buying a lot to build a forever home, like say yourself, I don't think aesthetically they would want to buy it. And they would probably question, just looking at that house, who in the heck lives in that house? And so
it just looks like a meth house.
negative impact. Those are hard to evaluate. We just need to value your lots and then try to make it as low as possible to account for that eyesore that's next door.
I'm curious. I there's no property notice of property value in here to show last year's value. Do you know what the county had you assess that last year on any of your house or your two lots? What kind of an increase have you had? And what do they have?
I think it was very typical.
Do you have your notice of value from last year so you know what, or this year's notice so you know what the, okay, so no increase. And have you appealed this before?
Have we what?
Have you appealed to the Board of Equalization before this year?
No, we've in the 36 years we've lived here, we've never thought once about appealing our property taxes. We've always been happy with the city of Vancouver and the process. And, it's never been a problem. We've never appealed. We never thought about it.
Okay. So you had the value last year. You were okay with the value we had on there last year?
Before this all happened, which would have been December of 2023.
Okay.
So I have a question. Looking at the land sales and stuff that you submitted to us, I see the only one that's really pretty close is right there on Morgan, and it sold in 2020 as a vacant lot. It's the second one below your driveway.
Right.
Sold at 141.5 that sold as a vacant lot.
Right.
And so looking at that and then even your other sales that you provided in the 120 range, how did you come up with a value of 94?
I think if somebody drives up here, they're not going to pay $200,000 for that lot because of that house. It's so immense. I mean, not only on the picture, but it's so run down. And I think the big issue is it's going to be like that today, tomorrow, a year from now, and 10 years from now until the person passes away. So this, the city, one of the things I did is when I came in to give you guys some paperwork, I did come and talk to the city appraiser, not the one that did the second appraisal for the appeals, but this person, I'm not going to mention this person's name, but she was quite experienced, and we kind of went over the appraisals, and she kept saying, well, it's all based on the sales in the neighborhood and stuff like that. And I said, well, I understand that, but this needs to be a consideration. Did anybody come out? And I asked her, I said, did you get this packet? And she looked on her computer, and she said no, and she pulled up the pictures on the computer, which were about this big. And I said, well, you guys sent me your appraisal based on all the sales, and that makes sense to me, but there's no comparables, that there's an 8,000 square foot house and all these other comparables. And also the city sends the law, the AGO 1965. Are you familiar with that law? That's how they do all their comparable sales, but they do a summary of this 60-year-old law, which is in effect now. You get a termination, but I'm going to read. But they only send you the part that plays to their sales scenario.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you guys are here. I'm going to read the last part of it. Because this is the part that I printed out the whole thing. So this is the summary's up here. This is what the city sends. And if you call it up on the computer, it says, all factors which might affect the true cash market value of the property must be considered. And so I can't imagine, again, anybody holding up these lots for sale, a spec contractor or somebody that's going to live here forever and saying, yeah, I'm going to buy that and I'm going to pay a full price for it. I can't imagine. I know I wouldn't. I don't know if you guys would or not. But,
So until last year, were you not as concerned about the way the house looked, but it was the additional 1,500 square feet and the plastic that kind of puts you over the edge?
So what happened, it's always had leakage and plastic on it, but when he's a very unhinged guy, so when he started to build that 1,500 square feet, you know, it was like about November, and then the rain started. So he adds on this 1,500 square feet, and then his decks totally start leaking at the same time. So it had a limited amount of plastic on it. It was a very rundown house. But all that, those decks are huge, so all that plastic was added. That means it's all framed in to accommodate that plastic. And then, again, he kept pushing, you know, by getting that bogus permit to do that addition and put the roof on it. And so
I think we've always been concerned, but I mean, the level of concern has certainly increased this year. There's not one window in that house that lets light in. There's no light in the house whatsoever. It does look like a meth lab or a homeless camp. It's just, you can't ignore it now. Before, you might have been able to go, oh my God, but no, it's just, you can't ignore it. It's changed a lot.
And I can't overemphasize, this is an 8,500 square foot house.
It's not looming over the property.
It's not a 2,000 square foot house with some plywood on it and a couple old cars. And it's on the hillside. And one of the things, this appraiser I sat down with, this appraiser said, yeah, I do a lot of permitted inspections for valuations, some non-permitted. And I told her, I said, yeah, I can't believe that the city allowed him not only to add this 1,500 square foot addition on, and it's never, ever going to get finished, but it's a fourth story addition when you can only have three stories by the R rating, and it can only be 35 feet high. This house is like 45 feet plus high. And she said, I either I'm extremely surprised or extremely shocked that the city didn't take action against him to give him a citation to tear that down, because not only is it non-permitted, and he's never going to get it permitted, but it well exceeds the height restriction. And so again, we're stuck long term with it looking just like that, unfinished, unpermitted. And I did talk to at one time the code enforcement guy. I was outside when they pulled up, and there was three of them in the car, and they were there about four times. So.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any other questions on it.
Anything specific about your house? We've talked about the land. Now, what about your house?
What kind of questions about that's like?
Well, you have some comparable properties in there.
I think just the same thing, that if we were to put it on the market, that it probably would sell for a reduction. It's in great shape, great neighborhood, but again, one of the vacant lots and our primary residence borders his property. The other lot is just right below the other vacant lot. So again, somebody pulling up, I mean, if they were looking for a bargain or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're really hoping, and also, again, my neighbor Mike Cook is hoping for a property tax appeal continuation, because, again, I'm about 99% sure, because of the city's anemic response and inaction, and it's going to look like that today, tomorrow. He doesn't have the money, I don't think. It's always going to look like that. So,
all right.
And I can tell you right from my heart, I'd much rather be writing out a check for the full amount each year, and having my property at full value than having to do an appeal and having, at 7 years old, going through this process.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
I have one concern that I just, so you guys are not attached to the city, kind of, sort of, but you're not employed by the city. Okay.
County. The county councilors appoint us. We're not a city. We're a county.
I need to let you guys know as a group that I hope whatever goes forward with this, either from you to the city or whatever, that we remain anonymous. It's a very dangerous situation for us, and that's beyond the scope of what you're doing here. But what I'm saying is that we cannot afford to let the owner know that we are doing any of this look-see, because he's a very dangerous individual, and we would be at high risk.
Well, I just have to inform you that this is all public information. This will be on public record, and it's available for anybody to look at. So, I mean, we're not going to quote you in all the negative comments you say about him. We're going to just take the facts and value your property accordingly.
But it'll come from the perspective of, we're just asking for property a re-look-see, not necessarily. I mean, the public record, will it show we're concerned about that, or?
It may mention the fact that you're concerned about the look of the neighborhood. And that
okay. Will,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not going to be a personal thing. It's going to be basically factual.
Thank you.
About the value of the property.
Okay.
So we're just concerned that the city won't go to him.
Yeah.
He'd have to request the information, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right. And you're all volunteers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we really appreciate your time. And again, that law I read to you that they kind of omit when they send their second appraisal evaluation. I'm sure you're kind of the ones that look at other things than just sales, because I think it's... And I know the pictures kind of paint a pretty good picture, but I'm hoping that you guys can drive out and take a look if there's any questions at all. And it's quite shocking when you get out of your car and see this.
Get out of your car.
So.
All right. Yeah, we're really excited. Get out of your car.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you guys.
Good time.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So do we do that? Oh, we don't? They do it?
Close the hearing.